Welcome back. Welcome to the first episode of the Unathletic Podcast. It's hosted, not hosted, but it's me. A couple of other people, right?
What you mean by unathletic?
The Unathletics.
What you mean by that?
I mean, we all could barely jump. Except
jump.
Can TJ jump? TJ, can you jump for real?
Yeah, I can jump.
TJ tall, so he might. He has thin air up there.
Nah, but he big though. Like, he got a big torso.
You and him are basically damn near the same height.
That don't matter. I weigh less than TJ now.
like y'all brain oxygen to brain. Is on par with each other.
Anyway, can I get to the first topic at hand? First topic. While we all live in New York, we all had to take the state test and the Regents. So I have come. I have come to ask the panel. What is y'all experience taking the Regents?
Why are we talking about school on spring break?
You don't like school, DJ?
No.
Everyone got a problem. Okay.
No. All right. Regents is gay.
Can I ask y'all what's y'all lowest grade on the Regents?
That is tough, and I'm not saying anything.
My lowest grade, I think, was like an 88.
All right, maybe TJ don't get to talk in this discussion.
No, never, because this man is a straight A student.
Absolutely not.
A GPA, yo, a freaking 87.
88 is crazy.
I don't want to hear that. TJ, yo,
I got to skip like four.
Yeah, you skipped the fruit grade, sir. I don't want to hear that.
Yo, yeah, because of COVID, I got to skip like four of them.
Nah, but you never took like the Spanish Regents, any of those like extra language.
No, whoever takes the Spanish Regents, you're out of pocket. No.
Oh, okay.
I had one Spanish class, but we didn't have a Regents for it.
Hey, that's fair. I had to take the Spanish Regents.
I took French. Passed it and never have to take it again.
Yeah, because my lowest grade, my Spanish Regents grade, my lowest grade and on the Regents was the Spanish Regents, and I got like a 36.
Oh,
mine was like a 64
on Spanish.
No, just Regents in general.
Oh.
Your lowest.
Oh.
But my lowest was a 64.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
And the lowest in ELA was a 33. Oh. I don't know how is that possible, but 33 is
what?
Whoa.
That's number.
Thank you. Thank you. I was going to let you people speak. But that
Michael.
I need you to understand. It was ELA Regents.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Michael, wait. Which number out of these two are lower, right? 33 or 64?
33.
Which grade did you say was your lowest one?
My lowest was a 33.
My God!
No. I don't know if you said that before.
Nah, if we rewind the track, it's like he said 64.
I mean, highest is a 64.
Highest
was a 64.
He just changed the whole script.
Don't worry about it. It's all because of improvising.
But wait, Michael. A 33 on English? You know they give you like 5 points to write your name down.
Listen, shit happens, I guess.
Happens.
And then I had to take it again. And I got a 66.
Boy, hold on. Were you reading? Did you?
Michael.
No, I Michael. Fucking skimmed Michael. Through it. Michael. Let's get into it.
Michael. Michael. You just said. No, Michael. Hold on.
TJ, get him.
You just said that your highest was a 64, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then you just said you retook the ELA Regents. It got a 66.
Aiming at 65 for you to pass?
Yes, Michael. Exactly. Yes, Michael.
Exactly.
Which of the following numbers are higher?
God, help us.
64?
Uh-huh.
No, I'm leaving. 66.
No. It just started. I'm leaving. We didn't get to DJ score. Can we get to DJ scores? DJ, can you tell
DJ
us?
DJ is muted for a reason.
My mom's in the background talking to him. Okay, fair enough. No, he's here. DJ, what's your lowest one? What's your lowest grade? Lowest regions. That's your
grade. At 23.
Oh.
My God.
You said 23. 23.
Quiet, Michael. None of us speak Spanish.
You're right.
So, everyone.
Shout out to my classmates who helped me pass Spanish because I really was not taking that class serious at all. All
right, my only problem is everyone here speaks English. Everyone can read above a fourth grade level.
Oh yeah, English. Yes. I got like an 87.
I got like a 90.
Yeah, I got a 92.
Yeah.
So I'm the only dumb one. Okay.
Not your fault, Michael.
The system failed me. The system failed me. It's okay.
Blaming it on the system is wild.
It's the system's fault, Dennis.
Blaming it on the system is wild. But what was y'all experience taking the Regents? Was y'all comfortable taking it?
No, the shit was garbage.
They should be required. I think they should be there. Like, if you, then they would need to make more classes. But like, maybe if you want to take like advanced classes, you have to take the Regents in order to take those, and then if you do well, then you can get into them, like placement exams.
Regents be treated like state tests? Because the state tests really don't matter at all. I have a 1 on like my fourth grade state test.
Yeah, I mean, like, nobody cares about them really.
I have the
Regents diploma, but like, what does that matter?
Facts. I got the golden lasso. The lasso.
No, because I'm not going to lie. Because for me, when I was taking Regents, if you get like a 65 or higher, or a 75 or higher, or the math and ELA Regents, you basically just enter yourself into college. Well, my school's having college classes.
Michael, what school did you go to?
I went to P-TECH. I went to Paul Robeson.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Fair enough. That school is stupid in general.
Bro, they had two schools. It's Paul Robeson and then it's Health Careers.
Bro, my school was actually stupid. I was salutatorian, and attendance? Salutatorian's like second.
My bad.
But you know what my attendance rate for 12th grade was? 60%.
Dang.
You just didn't go to school.
I did not. And I got the libertarian.
Stayed home. 60%, man.
I'm not going to lie to you. Mine is like around like 80 to 90.
You just didn't want to be home.
Michael.
No, you got to understand. I hate going to school, but still went anyway.
But you had to. You had a 33.
Listen, I managed to get up to 66. Leave me alone. Hey.
Clap it up.
Why would you clap for that? You know how old this shit is?
We all grown. Dang, Michael, I know you pushing 30, but like, chill out.
Dylan, I'm 23. Stop.
Alright, my fault.
Stop.
You know, he's almost 25, and 25 is almost 30. So,
hey, exactly. That's my guy.
Exactly. Dwayne has already reached a peak of 30.
What
does Dwayne have to do with this?
I have no clue.
Left field. Right,
up, down, circles,
Justin cross, straight.
Or, yeah. Shit, I guess. What else is on the list, Dylan?
No more schools.
Okay, no more schools.
I want to hear school until May 1st.
What I would like to talk to y'all about, what is the best, worst movie y'all have seen?
best worst movie?
Yes. For example, I will give examples. Pixels. Pixels is a horrible movie, but I enjoyed it.
Pixels wasn't that bad.
Pixels is. I'm sorry.
Pixels wasn't that bad.
I'm sorry. At the end of the movie, Cupid turned into a whole woman. Somehow. Never explained. When they have Cupid babies. How does that work?
Listen, you gotta understand. You gotta let people imagine. Okay? You gotta let people imagine. Because at the end of the day, you can't sit there and fight people on their dreams.
I will not sit and fight people on their dreams. I will sit and watch a horrible movie.
It's a dream that he fucking wanted. Okay? It's a dream he fucking wanted.
Michael. I have this down as a family channel. Okay?
Really, you could have told him down. That.
You could have told him
that. From the jump. Like.
From.
Like that would have been
man, like three of them just Dylan, that, like three of them just
Dylan on God's green earth. Why didn't you tell me in the first place?
You came in late. I was just trying to understand.
I was getting ready to play Overwatch with my friend until I have been summoned.
Is the friend imaginary?
No, Michael. Goodbye.
No,
alone. I'm gone.
Nah, it's been like 10 minutes.
Dylan, yes. Do I want to sit here and get insulted in 10 minutes?
All right, I'll insult TJ. He doesn't mind.
It's TJ. TJ is probably 50% chance we'll kill you.
Have you got what?
What? When TJ become the violent one?
Have you guys heard the sweeping sensation movie called Swiped?
What the hell is Swiped? What is
what's going on?
It's such I know a what it is.
Terrible movie.
Oh, see?
What?
It stars Noah Centineo.
Oh.
When he's you know that guy?
Nah, when he's your lead, though, it's kind of a bad movie, though.
Yeah, I mean, no, it was the best movie ever. It had the mom from Good Luck Charlie in it for like half a second.
Mm.
She had her fine china that she didn't want to lose. It was the worst movie you could ever imagine.
But it was
like so hilarious. That it was just like hilariously bad, you know?
Ah. But at least they put Amy Duncan in there. Clap it up for her. So that was your best worst movie.
Yeah, she carried.
Yeah. What about you, DJ? I'm gonna let Michael think of one. Hello.
No, I'm here. I'm just trying to think of a movie.
The best worst movie. Like objectively, it's horrible. But you sit down, have fun with it.
The best worst movie just sounds. I don't really know. I gotta think of it. I really gotta think of it.
Alright. We'll come back to you. Michael?
Yes, sir.
What you got the best worst movie?
Let's see here. Rubbing my mustache. Honestly, I can't think of one. Besides,
Huh?
Black Adam?
Oh,
God.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, Black Adam.
Was Black Adam that bad?
I mean, if you really want to think about it,
I mean,
maybe. It was like the first antagonist to have its own movie, I believe, if not. One of the first ones that I watched.
I think he's like the fifth one because technically Suicide Squad is a bunch of villains having their own movie.
Well, it's a bunch of antagonists.
Yeah, so Suicide
try to portray themselves as the hero. So, yeah, I kind of see that.
Yeah, Black Adams is a movie where The Rock just wants to flex all his muscles. So,
it's not even that he becomes Black Adam and tries to save his entire city. And then now he's at the end, they restricted him to being in jail in that in his hometown and be like, whoever leaves, Superman's coming to kill you. I'm like, okay. That doesn't sure, I guess. You want to keep him prisoner, might as well lock him up in his own freaking hometown, I guess. Mm.
You know what's an underrated bad movie? Alvin and the Chipmunks: The Squeak Wool.
No, Shipwreck.
Oh, Shipwreck?
Shipwreck was wild.
That is a horrible movie.
Which one is the one where they were on a yacht?
Yeah, that was
Shipwreck. Yeah, that was Shipwreck.
It was Shipwreck.
Actually, they were on a boat a couple of times. So he has to be more specific.
It was Shipwreck.
It was Shipwreck, sir.
Okay. Because that was when I forgot the lady's name. Like, she was paying homage to whatever movie it was where she had like a tennis ball or a golf ball as her only friend before she met the chipmunks. And then they were like living large on the island.
That's fair.
Thank God they didn't make no more movies after that, because
they made two more. I would have been like,
why?
They made...
They
made one more after Shipwreck.
If that's the case, I don't want it.
Road Trip is actually a really good movie. I actually like Road Trip.
Road Trip. Did Alvin and these little Negroes have kids? Like, what's going on?
No, because remember they never adopted the chipmunks
until the chipmunks
having kids.
That's why would they have kids? It's a children's movie.
They're 16.
They're children.
Michael. Oh, never mind. Okay.
Alvin and the Chipmunks.
I thought they were their age.
God.
Listen. I thought they would grow up. Progressing throughout the movie, okay?
Grow up.
I mean, we could probably search up chipmunk years.
Yeah, probably. But no, in a child series, they're not going to let the chipmunks.
Wait, no, parents. Pause. All right. So 16 years. 16 years in chipmunk years. I need to know that. That would be.
I mean, technically, they'd be dead. Chipmunks don't live that long.
They were babies, though.
Why?
Ooh. Anyway, does anybody have a musical? While we're on the topic of Alvin and the Chipmunks, anybody have like a really good musical that's thrown out there? I know TJ, besides Hamilton.
I'm trying to think of a good.
I know two good ones.
Nah.
So if there was
just a musical.
Wait, so
Alvin and the Chipmunks is a musical.
Chipmunks usually live about 2 to 3 years. So one human year is about 30, give or take, in chipmunk years.
Yeah, so they would have been dead in road shit, but you got to keep them alive.
Okay. Anyway.
They have an additive, keep them alive.
Side note. Yes. Justice League. Mm-hmm. No, not Justice League. Uh-huh. Aquaman, the second one. That one sucked.
I did not enjoy the second one.
He said he didn't watch it. I didn't watch it.
Oh, good. Then I was like, if he's about to spoil it, then I can.
No, I'm not going to spoil it.
But that's bad.
That movie sucked. But a good musical, three good musicals, and they're probably all by Lin-Manuel. But the first one,
musical.
The Greatest Showman.
Whoa, time out. What did Michael say?
High School Musical.
Michael.
We're all in this together.
Yeah, you didn't justify Disney, because Disney is the definition of a musical.
Disney is the definition of a musical.
As long as it's not like an animated musical, because you can't compete with Lion King.
Not an animated musical or not it, and I don't know why.
So it would have to be a live action musical. Except Hamilton, because really Hamilton is like the best one.
I really want to rewatch Hairspray. It's been too long.
But which one though? Because there's two different versions of Hairspray.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is.
There's a 1980 version.
There's a 1980 version.
About seven and seven.
No, nobody's seen the 1980 version. Besides, of course.
He's talking about the one that has Queen Latifah in it and Zac Efron. Yeah.
That's a dub. I would watch again. That's a dub right there. Cause I can't see what people look at me and only see.
Remember Grandma's favorite? Remember Grandma's favorite? Dreamgirls.
Dreamgirls.
Dreamgirls. They make you happy.
Oh my god.
Alright.
That used to be Grandma's favorite. She used to blast it in the house. I'm like, okay. Yeah. Okay, Grandma.
Remember, put that movie on. I'm walking. I'm stepping to the bad side.
I think that one was Grandma's favorite or one of her favorites. That one was great.
Of course. All right, DJ. Sorry, we cut you off. What was your top three musicals?
I already forgot them.
Oh. You said The Greatest Showman.
No, I didn't.
You said The Greatest Showman. There was a second one. Number two or three.
Yeah, they made it. They made another one, didn't they?
No, it's just the top three for me. I still didn't finish the movie, but what's that? In the Heights or something? I gotta look, search it up.
Oh yeah, in the Heights.
That movie was horrible.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it.
Great.
But yeah, it's by Lin-Manuel.
Yeah. I hope that's this. Yeah.
Yeah, that movie's good. And then.
All right. What is the other one?
I forgot the last one. I'm gonna be honest with the last one. But the first two is really good.
Do you know what? Okay. Fair enough. Top three musicals for me. If we just go in, base live action. High School Musical 2. Bet on It is a classic. I Can't Dance.
Bet on it.
I Can't Dance. That all classics. At least.
When they was dancing in the baseball field, I'm like, this shit don't make no sense. This doesn't make any sense.
Because they can't dance. No, they can't.
I can do this, but you can do that, but I don't think so. You got better swing.
You got the only black guy, black main character, say he can't dance.
There's two black characters.
No. Corbin Blue was the main character. Was the main black guy.
They have the second black girl. She was in the movie. She has lines.
But she was after the side character, not Corbin Blue.
Oh, you're talking about what's her face? I know exactly what you're talking about.
The black girl? She was a scientist for the first movie. Then she was there for the second movie. She was there for the third.
Yeah, she was the main character. But they didn't have her do it. I Don't Dance. Yeah, they only had Corbin Blue do it.
To be real, I don't think she could sing.
Remember Jump In? Jump In was a good one.
God, Jump In is a horrible movie.
Jump In was not a horrible movie.
Yo, I rewatched it recently. That man said when Corbin came back, said, I wanted to be a boxer. You know what that man said? He says, he didn't even look in the refrigerator. He says, I need to go get some milk from the store.
Yeah.
He didn't even look in the refrigerator. He was thinking about leaving.
He said, I'll be back with the milk. He not coming back.
Once
he leave out that door, he not coming back.
Yeah, once he said, I'm done being a boxer. I want to jump rope.
500 people want to jump rope, but you're not going to tell me no different.
You know what? I actually got a problem with Disney now. I blame Disney for making people think you only have to be one thing in life. Zac Efron could have been a baller and an artist. Corbin Blue could have been a boxer and someone who did double dutch. That's only the movies I can see.
Remember, boxing wasn't his passion. He was forced to do that.
Boo! It's not like he really getting hurt. They had head guards on.
Nah, still.
He was an amateur.
Imagine you catch a heart attack from that. It's over for you. GG's.
GG's. GG's is crazy.
Now.
So, Dylan, what's the next one you got on the agenda today?
Now, this is family related.
Okay.
Favorite repass.
What?
This man said, "What's your favorite funeral?"
Yes. I didn't even want to like say it that way.
That's
crazy question.
I didn't like. I personally, I thought it was a thought-provoking question, so I was like,
"Thought-provoking my behind, Dylan. Why? What made you want to say that? This got to be the last question for tonight."
Nah, it's not the last question. It's really not, because it's only 25 minutes in. It's really not. So, I just wanted to ask that question because we're family. We've all been to almost the same amount,
Funerals.
Yeah, same amount of funerals. Same amount of repasses. So I really wanted to know, what is your favorite one that we went to?
None of them.
None of them?
Hold on now. It was terrible.
Hold on. Tony's repass?
How do you...
When we had that place, that food?
That was right next door?
Yeah, that next door place? We're from the funeral home? That place next door? That was a nice place.
You don't go somewhere, please.
What about grandpa's one or grandma's one from where we had to go to that little retirement home, get that little downstairs, the Auntie Sandra always rented out? Mm-hmm. I was legit. You know, you get the pictures going, you get the food going. Plus, you have that little.
How are you ranking these?
How am I ranking these? Well, all right, let me tell you.
What's your ranking?
All right, let me tell you.
What's your criteria here? All right.
So, my criteria is how much fun I had, was the food good, and who showed up. And who sat at my table, but mostly who showed up. So number one would be grandma's funeral. Everyone was there. It was sad, cool, you know, emotional impact. Personally, it really hit for me, right? Second one would have to be Uncle Tony's funeral. Sad, cried, but food, the place was beautiful. I got a balloon that day. That was pretty good.
Sick.
Last one would be grandpa's. It was cool. The food really wasn't that good, but I got to play games and, like, you know, that was like one of the last funerals before I graduated. So, like, you know, I had a little bit of a party.
Yeah.
That's my top three.
I think I blocked all of these out of my memory, just like mentally, you know?
They're all gone. You know what? That's cool. Anybody else? Anybody got rankings?
No.
DJ? No. Michael?
No.
Michael?
Because who the heck ranked of?
Unfortunately, I got a phone call, and it just so happens to be my ex. So I'll be back.
Bro, he answered the phone. Yo, I know he did not answer this phone.
How's it getting?
Yes, Dylan. I very much apologize.
You don't apologize for nothing. You could have pressed the climb.
The best ranking one of repass shit. I'll say grandma.
Of course.
Grandpa.
Uh huh.
And my dad's funeral. That's it.
Oh.
How sweet.
See, we're not ranking the funerals. We're ranking the parties. So it's like ranking parties.
Oh no, for my dad is number one because I got fucking high. I got high that day. Okay. Did not mean to curse, but I got high that day. And
got high at his dad's repass.
Listen, you better understand. My dad wanted it to happen.
Demonetize. Oh, even if I made money, I would get demonetized.
Demonetize.
Once again, Dylan, you could have just told us this before. We could have worked the way.
Too late. Bet on it.
TJ.
What?
Copyright.
Oh.
Y'all was singing.
Was I singing too good?
Yeah. Like, hold on now. Sung it too well for a minute.
Oh, sorry. I'll back it up.
Thank you.
I love the way how chaotic this podcast is over
the littlest things, and y'all was doing this for a good like 5 minutes straight.
Good 5 minute what? Oh, singing?
A singing song.
But we was doing it for 30 seconds before. Now he's doing it 30 seconds after.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Let's change the topic of the repass.
The repass. Yeah. Oh, all right. Then, what is the top five barbecue foods since we in that time of good weather? What's the top five barbecue foods?
Potato salad, if somebody makes it correctly. Potato salad, ribs, grilled chicken, cheeseburgers, and hot dogs.
Say cheeseburgers? are you covering your cheeseburgers in barbecue sauce?
TJ, you
that's
you,
fat.
That's the most American thing I ever heard.
That is called fat. That's what that's called.
Yo, maybe you try it. You might have a heart attack after, but try it.
Maybe
it's good. Die.
Watch me die.
Maybe they're always good. Chicken's always good.
Yeah, man. I put fried chicken over grilled chicken.
Wait, time out. Are we saying what is the top five, like, at a barbecue food?
At a barbecue, not actually barbecue.
Oh, sorry.
TJ messed it up. Not an actual barbecue.
That was actually funny.
Because
that was actually funny.
That's why I was like, cheeseburger.
Because TJ. Because TJ, we all know Auntie is the only one that really makes barbecue turkey wings, and that would be seen weird.
Okay.
They're good.
So talking about at a barbecue.
At a barbecue. Like, you going there, okay. Like, you expect, like, top five, like, you going to these food, you getting this food first at the barbecue. What's your best ones?
I like macaroni salad.
Okay. Who making it?
Tati makes it pretty well.
Who?
Tati.
All right, Tati.
Michael's sister.
All right, fair enough.
That
fair
one. Enough. What else? I haven't been to one in so long. We don't do those anymore.
Nah. But that's because everyone's away. Everyone goes to college and stuff.
Yeah.
Even when they're down here, we don't do
it. Well, you try to get 27 people together. It's tough.
Right?
No, it's not.
Especially because we're all adults now.
We can't even get 8 for Among Us, TJ.
Okay.
Well,
8 is completely... Among Us is completely different when we have friends who are like...
But it's all in online. Places.
Yeah. Well, no. It's probably easier to get 8. Lives. No, you could get 8 family members to do Among Us. I think you could get 8 family members to do Among Us, for sure.
8 competent family members?
Not competent. But that's not... Like, you could get me, Michael, Albert, you, TJ,
Wait, who do you say you to?
You, not me, okay?
Because you were talking to TJ and you said you.
All right, and you TJ. DJ, my all bad. Right. And that's 5 right there. All you gotta do is like add 3 of your friends.
Yeah,
like Albert wants to do stuff, but he keeps saying y'all don't invite him nowhere. I don't go outside, so I don't go anywhere.
Don't have any contact with that man. So.
Get his number. TJ, he's saying that. No, TJ, the only reason why he's saying that is because Auntie Sandra sees our stories.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, why don't you invite Albert?
I don't have any way of contacting either of them.
I don't either. But like, and if you do, that's 5. Then, that's 5 people.
I was saying, and even then, it's not even like we the ones that makes it through the planning.
Yeah, and Nyla's about to finish school, so you could throw her in. She's gonna be bored for a little bit. That's 6.
Yeah. Didn't throw Nyla in before. Did you throw Roxy in?
Nah, I'm not throwing Roxy in. We're not throwing Roxy in. Cause Roxy don't like us. She don't walk out. She don't walk out with us. I bet if I called her, No, she likes you. She likes TJ. We know.
That's it. Done talking.
It's kind of it. Me, I'm like low on the totem pole, but like they're adults now, so they gravitate more to, she gravitates more towards like Nisha and Nicole, like them older folks.
Don't say older folks. I hate that. I hated that.
Stay older folks. Nisha's 31.
That means Nisha. We're old too.
Sorry, TJ. We only gonna turn 20. We got our best years in front of us.
It's over for us. We're still cooked.
I mean, with this economy, probably. Which Nisha, Nicole, who am I missing in that group?
Tosh. Your brother, maybe.
No, like
literally.
But like, they invite him, but you know, Dwayne not going half them places. I'm thinking about those other ones. Taisha, because that's Nisha.
Say it twice.
Dag, who am I remembering? I'm forgetting mad people.
Who are you forgetting?
I'm forgetting Ray's, Mildred's, and Tony's kids.
Oh, Mildred? Or Melanie?
You have Melanie, yeah. But there's one specific one. Like, they got the ratchet names.
Shireya, Taraya, Rayvon.
Thank you. Yeah, they...
Who got children and still in college and have a but whole family?
The only people that take care of their family.
I hope you know that Uncle Ray got two extra set of twins.
Since when?
I saw this.
If you have a look on Facebook, Uncle Ray has found out he has two sets of twins.
Are they adults now?
Not two sets, just one set.
Should we be talking about family drama on this podcast? I'm not editing. I'm too
sure we got two sets of twins, TJ.
Yeah, I'm too sure he does have two sets of twins.
So wait, are they like new babies? No. Or they're like old babies? No. Like a set of twins. Yeah. Are they new babies?
They're old.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because Larry and Logan keep trying to get people to hang out with them. Twins and twins. That'd be fun.
Oh, that's so sad. They're like in a liminal space in the age group.
Yeah, they missed a lot. I'll be like, they'd be looking at us. I'd be like, yeah, y'all missed a lot. Y'all was born in 2011, so. Y'all were
2012. They're 12.
2012. So I'm like, they were too young to remember all the family hangouts. Yeah.
They weren't so annoying, but now they are annoying.
They're 12.
They're annoying.
Like I saw a video of me in fifth grade the other day, and I'm like, dag, I had a squeaky voice.
Oh my god. I don't know how anybody tolerated me. Oh my lord, I heard my voice. Oh wait, I think I could play it. Hold on. I have some cheeks.
Because of your cheeks, TJ, your chubby cheeks, your face cheeks. Yeah, that sounded so out of context. Hey,
please don't. Come on. We can't use that.
No Diddy.
No Diddy.
He had cheekbones that are like.
Can you guys hear this? Hold on. Oh, it's not loud. Here, hold on. Here you go.
Moving picture.
Did you hear it?
Is that a girl?
No, it's me.
Oh, my bad.
Wait, play it again?
A meme, but a moving picture.
Ew. 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 That just sounds...
Your voice sounds like an AI.
Honestly, it sounds like Siri.
Yeah, an AI.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
But how did it sound so feminine, though?
I don't know.
But like, hold on.
I still remember... You remember that video where... what was it? In PS261... Where Dylan was like, Dylan cursed.
Whoa.
I think Buddha.
Can we slow down?
No, I remember it vaguely because I forgot. Like, she found the video. It was on Dylan's phone, I believe.
It's still on my phone.
Okay.
It's still very much on my phone.
Where Dylan recorded something on 261.
Uh-huh.
He was like, he cursed and said, stuff's about to happen.
To be fair, to be fair, think about what was going on when we was younger. Auntie Sandra was driving one day, right? And then Sharkeesha was just coming out.
That's no excuse. That's like, no excuse.
It's like Sharkeesha. Who don't remember Sharkeesha?
I don't know who that is.
TJ. Hey.
Do I? Do I know who that is?
It's a Instagram. It's a, not an Instagram, but it's a
world star. Where yeah. the generational drop off it had
is crazy. Sharkeesha, no.
Sharkeesha, no. Let him think about it for a minute.
I'm thinking. I'm ruminating over here.
Okay. This is Sharkeesha. Yeah. No, I think it was hilarious.
But wait, hold on. This is fifth grade me. Look how cute I sound.
Okay. This is PSO 21.
I'm doing.
Last year, nobody. This year,
everyone.
I was in the world. A lot of
stuff
happened.
Is that you?
Yes, that's me.
Wait, play it one more time.
Last year, nobody. Okay. This is PSO 21. I'm doing. Last year, nobody. This year,
stuff happened. Yo, these mics are making y'all sound like AIs, by the way.
No, I do sound like an AI. I was listening to it yesterday. I was like, And I recorded that video at the end of fifth grade because I had my 2S261 shirt on, which I still have.
You sound like a cringe iPad kid.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we were, TJ.
I didn't have an iPad. I didn't have a tablet.
You had a Kindle.
No, I didn't.
You didn't have a Kindle?
No, I didn't have anything. Actually, no, I did. I did have a Kindle. It had a Ravenclaw thing, but I don't think I used it ever.
Exactly.
I don't even know where that thing is.
I know everyone had a Kindle, because I know I had a Kindle. I don't know where my Kindle is. But I don't
know. Yeah, we had a Kindle because it was the cheapest tablet. It was only like $100.
Was it?
And we could have we could afford it because of the Amplify Amazon gift cards, which I really missed.
Hold on.
From Nisha or something?
Yeah. Because she was like, remember, like, we had to do a gaming test, like testing games?
Yeah,
and
me and TJ were supposed to sign up, but Amplify went out of business by the time me and him got of age.
Yes.
So.
No, they still in business. I see some of the kids play the games that we were testing. Oh, I was like, this game's came out great.
I never did it. Remember TJ when we went to that little
college thing,
the college, and we had to get hooked up to systems and stuff,
and got paid $60.
My mom said there was like one that was recent that they wanted me to go do, and I didn't do it.
Why not me? I need money.
You're not in college.
Oh, that's true.
I don't know. I forget when that was. I think it was like sometime last when I was home, obviously.
Alright, my fault.
I don't remember when it was.
January?
Time does go real fast, so maybe.
My fault. Yeah, all right, for the last topic, because we only got 10 minutes left in here. For the last topic, because we got sidetracked, I want to talk to y'all about the best chicken nuggets in the fast food game right now.
Please say chicken. Nope, please say chicken, because you did not say chicken.
Chicken nuggets. Okay.
That's a good question.
Who got the?
I like Wendy's spicy nugs.
But does that count?
Yes.
They're nuggets.
But, like, it's an aberration of the nuggets. Because if you get the basic nuggets, it's nasty.
You said the best chicken nuggets.
Well, then the you best... Because I like the McDonald's spicy nuggets.
So, that how does that... Dylan.
I mean, basic nuggets. Not any flavor.
Plain nuggets.
Plain nuggets. Before you add, like, spicy... barbecue sauce, like basic nuggets.
No sauce either. Just like
the no plain. Sauce. Like when you like you could eat it. Like you could get it and just I'm not saying that. Like, but you could eat
like Wendy's.
Chick-fil-A's is good. Chick-fil-A's is good.
Wendy's.
Chick-fil-A.
Wendy's.
Yep.
Problem with Wendy. No, Wendy's be
absolutely not.
Wendy's. Or
nugs or nothing from Wendy's.
Wendy's.
To be fair, Wendy's menu be nasty. Wendy's menu, like the fries from Wendy's, is nasty. Unless you dip it in the Frosty.
I like their fries.
Nah, you gotta dip it in the Frosty for it to be good. To be for real.
Maybe, but no, I do like their fries. Not more than other places, but like, I'll get fries still if I'm.
Wendy's.
Yeah, but we all.
Yeah, Wendy's fries are.
Yeah, like, but we all know the best fries is from Popeyes, low-key.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, is Michael back? I saw his name pop up, light up. But he dealing with something personal, so.
Michael.
Michael, are you joining back us? No?
Back us?
I guess not.
Oh, Tita, that's what you're doing? Wait, Tita, your thing light up differently.
What am I doing?
Like, do the duck thing. And then talk.
Hello?
Press the duck and then talk.
To be fair, he's not even lighting up
for me.
Why is he not lighting up for you? Because
he doesn't. Because he doesn't have a regular screen. He has Robin.
Oh, not Michael. I'm talking about TJ.
Who's TJ?
I'm York.
Oh, he's the girl. Oh, my bad.
That's a boy.
That's
not a girl.
That's a boy. Boy.
Where do you see a girl at?
I thought the sword he got close to his eye was part of his hairstyle.
That is a gun.
Guys, it is a family channel.
Sorry.
It's a family.
Let's talk about a profile picture. It's not like we're talking about.
Yeah, it's a little late for that.
Late for that. I appreciate that. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it was late when Michael was cursing.
Yeah. Well, I got you. All sad. Anyway, so we all agree best nuggets goes to Popeyes. Hands?
No, I'm going Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A? DJ going Wendy's, yeah. Which is kind of nasty.
I don't eat chicken nuggets.
Yes, you do. Oh, no, you don't, technically.
I always get just fries and, like, a milkshake or something.
Man, I wish.
Is that better for you?
TJ. Yeah. It's 48 minutes. We're almost done.
You could have done the black cat.
It's 48. Yeah. No, don't do the black cat. That's racist.
You could have just,
that's racist. No, that's racist. Don't put the black cat.
TJ could have made the black cat.
Unless it's Michael Jordan, don't put the black cat.
I didn't have one on me.
Appreciate you.
Oh, okay.
Appreciate you.
Also, I love how my profile picture is just a person on his phone.
Also,
the covers.
Oh, I thought that was Magnum from Konosuba.
Megamine?
My bad.
Magamine. Wait, I thought it was also from Konosuba.
Thank you.
Oh Lord.
I didn't know it was someone on their phone. That's new to me. Dog.
Yeah.
And that's innocent. And I'm the only one who showed their camera.
Oh. You didn't say anything about cameras.
I am not look.
It wasn't a requirement.
It was not a requirement. Yes. It wasn't.
Okay, then.
I would have liked to, but, like, that's not a requirement.
listen, for the first episode.
Oh, look at Michael. Oh. Look at Michael. Look, don't he look don't he look like one of those things? Them trolls.
What's those things is crazy. What are those things?
Aww.
That's disrespectful to your cousin.
Aww. Michael, come back. I want to see people's faces, except my brothers.
Yeah.
I don't see y'all. I don't see.
I will come in your room and Superman punch you.
Like I see DJ every day, so that's his big forehead is not gonna wow me every time. But like,
really, your forehead is bigger than mine, and it's bigger on the camera.
You know what? It's because I'm bald right now.
That's not because you're bald.
Everyone want to turn on the cameras because the session is over. Everyone want to turn on the cameras and say bye to the podcast.
Hello. Bye bye.
All right, we got one.
One.
Hold on.
Bye.
Are you comfy there?
Bye. Bye. I am very comfy. All
right. Thank you. Myself. Hold on. Thank you. This is the first episode of the Unathletic Podcast. When the next episode comes out, who knows? So,
Dylan, you suck. You absolutely 100% suck.
Is this part of the...
I heard everything.
This isn't part of the ending, but I'm not done recording. Can I get the outro? Can I get the outro? Subscribe. We're on Apple Podcast. I'm just saying this. I'll see you in the next one. Also this will release on Wednesday. That's just for y'all. But yeah.